Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
I want to do karaoke to this song.
You should.
I would need a teleprompter, though. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is 8:08, and this is the Brutally Honest Music Review. It's, you know, we could sit here and say, and part of it is true, oh, we're doing this to give back to the community. You know, giving you a way to get an outlet out there. Well, you got YouTube and all Twitter and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just rely on this. You know, the band last week or whatever. You remember them. They went on the day before and promoted to their audience. We're going to be on the Rise Guys tomorrow for the Brutally Honest Music Review, you know? And
yeah.
Those were the ones that said, if we don't pass through, we're going to go up there with power tools or whatever it was.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Boys from Greer. Forgot the...
Let's not give them any kind of name.
You want to be anything. Anonymous, yeah.
Yes.
They might have too many fans now.
Maybe.
Yes. All right. Noisemakers ready. I will remind you, if you missed it last week, I've debuted a new noisemaker, courtesy of our friends down at Mass General Store. That was in the stocking stuffer section, which I was thinking about. I was like, if I gave my young child one of these as a toy, it'd disappear like a thief in the night.
Yeah, it would.
Yep. Put it right there where my mama put my Muppets drum set.
A slide whistle is not something you'd buy your own kid. It's something you'd buy somebody else's kid.
Right. Get something from a grandbaby.
Yeah.
Nine still rocking the World War II style siren.
Or sirens. Oh, boys. You're not catching me.
Get to the bunker. Archie. Fatboy, he's went away from the gong and wind chime and is now back to the taser.
For now, I got something else for next week.
Don't waste it too much.
Yeah, just give you a little pop.
What, imagine is the battery going on?
No. You imagine if you wanted to go out
pop.
And it wasn't working, and you're like, I'm trying to get out.
Yeah.
We will accept a scream.
You just have to say, man, I'm out.
All right. Remember, we only do one at a time now, just to not make it so much of a competition, but I talk too much. From Canton, North Carolina. How long have you been a band for, is the question. Reply. Been playing music for a long damn time.
Oh, real long time.
Long damn time.
Miscellaneous info. Used to sing backup for Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Nah, they're the first one.
The first
V1? The original.
0.0?
Yeah. The Skynyrd. Not the redo that came out.
The Skynyrd.
The Skynyrd.
Okay.
Is it a man or a woman? Wait, was it one of the Honkettes?
I don't know if you can say that, but
yes, you can.
Know.
That's what they called themselves. They were the Honkettes. There were three of them, and I think only one survived. God, I almost want to let this guy through so I can actually interview him.
I
better
shut
up now. Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Hell, we can still do the interview.
We're going to give Canton, North Carolina something more to talk about than just the horrible air.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to give you some rock and roll. From Canton, North Carolina, with the song Go On. This is Lee Newton on the Brutally Honest Music Review.
tell you, Jack, I won't take you back. That's a fact, so go on. I don't need you, go on. You lying cheater, Ryan Wood, so much more. Don't come knocking at my door. No, 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 no more. There used to be a time when I thought that you were only mine. How could I have been so blind not to see? And I will not let you take my pride, and I will not let you see me cry, 'cause you are not worth it to me. My friends try to warn me about your ways, so don't come back, 'cause you can't change. So go on, I don't want you near me, go on. I'll be fine without you, believe me when I tell you, Jack, I won't take you back. That's a fact, so go on.
The struggle going on to my left has got me in stitches.
We need to go for, in the future. We need to go.
Nerves is plumb tore up.
We need to go on live stream during this.
Yeah, we do. You gotta see the struggle with Matt Man right now. His nerves is shot.
I need a nerve peel.
Yeah, tore up.
Oh yeah, there'd be no shortage of those.
I kept putting this thing right to my mouth. I'd put it right on my lips. Get your mind out of the gutter. And I'd almost blow on it. Get your mind out of the gutter. And I was like an apprehensive first-time oral sexer. I was like, get it away. Oh, come here. No!
See, sketchy.
This is a work in progress, this radio show, this segment. There's one thing that kept... I got to just be completely honest with myself and the audience right now. Had I not known some background information, I would have went out on that song. And I just have to be completely honest.
Then you should have gone out on that song.
That's what I'm saying. Song hasn't stopped yet.
Man, yeah. It reminded me of a 90s country song.
90s country. I'm thinking Kathy Mattea. I'm thinking Patti Loveless. I'm thinking
Martina McBride.
Martina McBride. It's Independence Day.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
somebody made me hate that song now.
This reminded me of like a 90s country sound. And man, I dig 90s country.
Yeah. But I have to say to you, though, Nine, when there's a male country artist that does kind of a formula to a song, you say they're just posturing. They're just, you know, they're just throwing in words to make it a hit song. You know what I'm saying?
That's because it's about trucks.
But that was about...
It's about a barefoot girl getting in my truck.
Jack. Yeah.
Go on, get the hell out of here. Yeah. I don't need you.
Yeah, I mean, the barefoot girl getting in my truck is a recent country trend. I mean, that's one of those female sort of country songs that has always existed. Yeah. I mean,
it's not the equivalent of mud on your tires or helmet, whatever it is. Both. I'm just saying that...
I mean, Luke Bryan's got a song about going out of his way just to go drink a beer. Yeah. A beer. Somewhere.
Just one.
Is that his truck?
Just one and he leaves.
But, you know, she made it through. Wow. I just have to be honest. Now I have to face the music.
That's one of the best produced songs we've ever had.
Hey, the production was great.
Yeah, okay, really that was strong. One of the notes I was going to make.
I'm a big fan of that, too, when we get something that's well-produced.
Also, I don't know what you call it, because I'm not a guitarist, but that whole thing where you go, bum, ba, 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 you know, it's like, I can't even...
Playing it?
No, but like almost like a jazz guitar. It's like you're scatting on the guitar.
I think the beginning had a little bit of Skinner in the intro, the guitar.
Yeah. Now, she doesn't... I got so many questions. Let's welcome to the show Canton, North Carolina's very own Lee Newton. Hey, Lee.
Hello there, guys.
How you?
I'm doing not too good, I'll guess.
No,
you're doing good. 2 out of 3 is not bad.
I barely went out. It doesn't even count at this point.
He tried to do it after the fact, too.
There is a nice throwback sound to it of the Martina McBrides and the Patti Loveless. Oh, I love Patti Loveless.
Yeah.
I love Dina Carter. I love her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was 17. She was drinking wine, though. I'd like to see what she turned into.
A little strawberry wine.
Yeah.
Might have been a white Zinfandel.
Boons. But he was in for most of the song. I mean, that's...
Her first taste of love was bittersweet. Did you know that, Lee Newton?
Oh, no.
I think we lost Lee.
Oh, yeah, we lost her. Hang on.
That pissed her off. She didn't know the answer.
Either we lost the connection, and she's like, well, I guess they ain't going to talk to me, so I'm going to hang up.
Now, that was pointed toward me, the way you just said that. That was all abrasive.
I was talking to you, not about her or to her. I wasn't talking to her either.
You know, why do these things if I'm not going to be honest?
Well, then you should be.
On these shows, you know, you never see anybody spin their chair around and then say, I'm spinning it back. You don't do that. You don't take off the mask. Singer doesn't take off the mask, and you're like, oh, I'll change my guest to Chris Rock or whoever it might have been. No, she didn't take the call.
I think maybe she hit a spot because it went to voicemail.
Yeah, I mean, the connection was a little iffy, and then it just went, the way the line just went dead, it seemed like the call got dropped.
All right, I just Googled Lee Newton.
Yeah.
There's no way possible, unless she has the best skin and complexion in all of womankind. There's no way she was alive singing backup for Skinner version 1.0.
That's hard to believe.
Couldn't have been.
There ain't no way.
It's not possible.
I'm friends with Johnny on Instagram. I will DM him.
He goes all to Artemis.
He told me he only Instagrams on Sunday, so don't bother. He's like the opposite of Chick-fil-A.
Their last show was October 19th, 1977, here in Greenville, South Carolina. Ain't no way.
Ain't no way.
No way that woman was 43 years ago a grown adult singing backup for that band.
Did you vest this fat boy?
She can't be of that age. 43 years ago?
I had to put down the information I get. You want me to do background
That's
checks?
That's why she hung up. She was outed.
She found out.
You can say Leonard Skinner, but not 1.0. That was 1977.
Maybe her mama was one of the
Fat Boy talking out his ass is what
I
that
think
was.
Her mom was one of the honkettes.
Maybe.
That or Fat Boy said, let's play a little fun thing on Matthew.
Oh, yeah.
And let's say that this is who she is and then get him not to go through with it.
You think I go out of my way to do that?
I don't think you go out of your way.
The only thing you go out of your way for is Wendy's.
I get my own segment, okay? It's not mine.
Stay in your lane.
I did mine. I put my work in.
Yeah, I'm so intrigued by this because I don't know Google like Nine knows Google. But I Googled Lee Newton Skinner, and I spelled it the right way. And I see nothing. And I'm not calling her bluff. But the internet is.
Yeah, I mean, I'd take her at her word on that. I just think Fatboy's talking out his ass saying it was the 1.0.
It's like yesterday where he put on the screen, this guy wants to talk about his baby mama drama. And it's like,
that's what the hell he said.
Well, you should have said, are you sure? And then he's like, I don't have any baby drama, mama. I want to talk about this girlfriend of mine or whatever it was.
Yeah. I think Fatboy.
We're hiring.
I think Fatboy has her back on the phone.
Phone screener. Job available.
Maybe. I don't know what he has. I think we're just going to sit here while Fatboy talks on the phone off air.
Oh, it's not her?
I don't know. I think it is.
Well, again, controversy just follows us around like a shadow.
Yeah, it does.
It sure does. All right. If you want, so Lee, you made it through.
Two out
of three. Yeah. It was like 2.75. I barely was out on that thing. Maybe I request in the future, I don't get any miscellaneous information because it did skew me. I'm being completely honest.
Are you being
honest?
Don't
tell me to go skew myself. I've already skewed myself.
You should be honest.
I'm being honest. that was the saving grace there. That the processing and the recording was impeccable, and the guitarist, whatever that's called, rhythmic guitar, I don't know.
Dad, you keep doing this.
He likes the da-da-da-da guitar. He likes the da-da-da-da guitar.
I'll find a good example of it. I'll go listen to the Bonamassa tapes and give you an example. If you want to be a part of the Brutally Honest Music Review, be honest about your life history, and also text HONEST to 72341. You could be a part of the Brutally Honest Music Review. We'll do some phone calls next, 1-800-774-0093.
I want to find out how gross you guys are, too, because I'm pretty gross, apparently.
I showered this morning.
Well, I did, too, but I'm still pretty nasty.
Okay.
Jesus.
He's got a paper.
I have a paper.
All right, a little quiz or something. We'll talk about that and whatever you got going on. 1-800-774-0093. Good morning.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet. Yes!
Sorry, I'm reading a brief history of boob jobs right now. It's a blog.
Oh, is it?
And I'm trying to find out who was the first famous woman who got breast implants that started the whole...
All right, we were talking about that earlier during headlines.
Yeah, well, it's always on my mind.
Yeah, I tried to look that up. I couldn't find any information about the first celebrity to do it.
Yeah. Well, who wants to be known for that?
Yeah, you get sidetracked if you look it up.
The first woman to get them was a woman named Timmy with an IE.
All right. I don't know if you're making jokes here or if that's a real thing, but.
No, it's true.
Yeah.
Her name was Timmy.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It's 8:33. Happy Wednesday. Yeah. It is Wednesday. Yeah. That means a all-new episode of After Hours with the Rise Guys will hit today at 10 o'clock. It is episode 21. Calling this one part one, which that tells you this is going to be a part two or more. Part one of Candy Cigarettes and Elephant Gray Bathwater. I'll just shorten that to Gray Bathwater. It's too much.
Gray Bathwater will get you.
Hope it's a good story that explains that title.
Candy cigarettes and hot dog flavored water. No, that was biscuit.
That was
gray bathwater.
Yeah, gray bathwater.
Yeah. Check that out today. TheRiseGuys.com, iTunes, everywhere. Or you can tell your smart speaker to play it. And mine did it yesterday. I was like, hey.
You didn't play the new one.
Hey, no. Hey, so and so. Alexa, play After Hours with the Rise Guys. And then she says, playing After Hours with the Rise Guys. That's me.
Hell yeah.
Look, Bear, it's Daddy on the speaker.
Yeah, or you can text podcast to 72341, CVM text line. We'll send you back links to both our podcasts.
Yeah. Okay. You want to find out how gross we are?
Yeah. I want to find out if you guys are gross. I have some information about common gross behaviors. Common things a lot of people do, but how many people actually admit to doing these things?
I met one of our gross listeners one time. Jordan Gross. Remember, he's played for the Carolina Panthers.
Nice guy. Fruitland, Idaho.
Yeah, moved back.
Yeah, yep. Quit talking to him.
Old Buddy Farms.
The most common thing people admit to is picking their nose. 93% of people admit to picking their nose sometimes.
.. Eat it or just picking it?
43% have eaten it before. Yeah. 93% admit picking it.
If you say that you've never picked a booger and ate it, I call you a dad blame liar.
Well, like what?
Even as a kid. Yeah, well, of course.
That's the cutoff, being a kid. You do it as an adult. Like, that's why it's easy to believe that.
Well, I don't want to grow up.
But sometimes nose picking is required because you get something in there that you can't just get out with blowing your nose. You got to go in after it.
Yeah, but you don't have to eat it.
No, you don't have to eat it. I'd advise against it. But yeah, pick, roll, flick, or whatever you want to do.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't doing that until like 11 or 12. Bedwetting, yes. Picking my nose, no.
Well, it's just, I mean, still, if there's something in there that won't come out that I can't get out just trying to blow my nose, I'll go in after it. I don't care.
I do know. Uncomfortable. Well, I don't know this.
Little nostrils.
Regurgitating something I read over the internet within the last year. I can't tell you exactly when, but I'm a big fan of snot rocketing. Not on anybody or near anything or whatever.
You can't do that with a beard. You walk around looking like something bad happened to you.
God, man. Telling me. But no, it's also bad for your nostrils. It's bad for your nostrils to push out that much. It's like, have you ever had a doctor tell you sneeze and not hold in the and do that where you sneeze inside your body?
No, I thought they didn't think you're supposed to hold them in.
You're not?
I didn't think so.
You're not supposed to edge
you. It's a lot of pressure. Yeah, yes. Bad for you to hold in the pressure.
He spoke poorly about cuckolding as well.
Yeah. Well, it's not a concern of his. Do you ever just go to the bathroom and then, you know, especially at the house nowadays, this is one that's different nowadays, you just go to the bathroom and not bother to wash your hands?
No.
Just out of pure laziness, even at the house?
Mm-mm.
No. You know, even if it's just number one?
No, I always wash them. Just in the habit of doing it. You don't have to put a sign in the bathroom. I still do it.
Sometimes you're looking at us as though you don't believe us. Does that mean that you do it, Jim?
Sometimes I don't bother to wash if I'm just at the house and it's a simple thing in the bathroom. And the main reason is because it takes about 10 minutes for the hot water to get from one end of the house to the other.
Let me tell you something that went through my mind the other day.
I
came
wash
home
with warm water.
Had to
go to the kitchen.
Had to tinkle real bad. So I was like, okay, Bear, we're going to go outside. Dad's got to go first, you know? God, I'm saying Dad. Ugh. But I was like, do I wash my hands? Because I know that I'm about to take him outside, and then maybe, because I always wash him again after that. But then I was like, no, the leash would have a dingling finger all over, you know?
Yeah.
Caitlin uses this as well. Yeah, I know she washes her hand, but I was like, but then I thought, how often do we sanitize the dog leash?
Never.
Mm-hmm. You can wash them things, and you should.
Dishwasher safe.
Yeah.
I mean, we used to work with a guy who didn't need his hands at all. I mean, it was never an issue.
Never.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know who you're talking about.
Yeah, you do. I'll write it down.
Okay. Is it somebody here that didn't work at all?
No, nah, he's a legend. Hard for him to walk with this thing.
Now, this next one is, it was hard for him to walk for other reasons. This next one is where people are liars.
Okay.
Like, just out and out liars. You ever soiled yourself besides when you were a baby? Only 36% of people admit they've done that as a teenager or adult. And I guarantee liars. You damn near all of them have.
Because you're a liar.
Yeah. I guarantee you damn near all these people have done that, but only 36%, less than 4 in 10 will say they have.
I would go further and say I may have done it more as an adult than I did as a child.
I've been an adult a lot longer than I was a baby. I will say that.
Should I tell the story quickly of what I confessed to you, Jimmy?
Sure.
Last show of the year.
I don't remember
last
what
year.
Was.
Yeah, you will once I start.
Yeah, I don't right now.
I'm diabetic. I also have, I drink like
thank you.
3 of these a morning, ever how many ounces it is.
Oh, yeah, I remember now.
Like I was just saying, I have to usually pee first when I get home before I even take Bear outside. Well, I pissed my seat. I peed my car.
Yep. It'll happen.
It wasn't just, I mean, it was so bad.
How bad was it?
It was so bad that afterwards I held up my, don't ever hold up your blue jeans, guys, if you have any heaviness to you. Because it looks, you're like, there's no way I'm that wide, but you are. And I saw the shape of where I had urinated myself. And I was like, God bless.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Was the seat going back and forth?
Dude, I went out there and toweled it down and sanitized it and left the windows cracked.
Yeah,
opened the sunroof the whole thing.
Yeah.
You wiped it down and then got about it till the next morning.
It happens. After I had back surgery, I had several good accidents. It was first one time at the grocery store.
But you couldn't feel them, right?
No, I didn't know it until I smelled it.
Didn't you have that problem with orgasms, too? Not that you could smell those, but...
Yeah, I mean, that general region of the body.
It would just happen for no reason.
Yeah, it would.
I have to tell you, it happened again, buddy.
Well, there it is.
He's just sitting there riding through downtown on speed bumps over and over again.
That's the middle-aged dad version of that song. Whoop, there it is. Whoop, there it is.
There it is.
Yep.
That's awful.
Yeah. This is where people are a little more honest. 68% of people admitted that they've worn the same pair of underwear 2 days in a row.
Never. I got so many underwear.
I'm not going to say that. I know that. I know that I've done
I
that.
I know that I have.
Can't give
you
a good example.
I've had a lazy weekend or two.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not with underwear. Not me. I got like 20
socks.
Pair of boxers.
Socks?
No, I got a bunch of socks, too.
I have plenty of underwear, so sometimes I have a lazy weekend. This is that one's strictly about laziness.
I thought.
How bad do you stink?
You look like Forbidden Caverns in there?
I've never smelled you
He's
stink.
He's a spelunker.
Is that the criteria? I don't stink, so I'm not going
to
change underwear.
You don't even stink in private? Sometimes it's nice to stink in private. When there's nobody else around, go ahead and stink for a little while.
Sometimes it's private stink.
Yeah.
You should just lay there and not shower.
Why not?
If you're not going anywhere and...
Oh, my God.
He's never lived alone. That's what
it is. True. He's never lived by himself. If you lived by yourself, this would happen.
That's why hired killers scared him as a child.
Yeah.
He looked out the window and he thought the professional assassins were there to take him out.
Yeah, and it counts as 2 days in a row. Like if I get up on Friday and go to work and then go home and don't do anything and I go to bed Friday night and I wake up on Saturday and I don't get in the shower till 4 o'clock in the afternoon, that's 36 hours. So that counts as 2 days in a row.
Even if your butt looks like mud flaps?
I don't know why it would. I got a hose pipe.
He has back off from Yosemite Sam tattooed on his lower back.
That naked lady's tattooed on my cheeks.
Oh, God.
Okay, I know it's good. Peeing in the shower? That's always a bone of contention with people. They act like it's so gross, but I really don't believe people get out of the shower, pee, and get back in.
83% of people admit to doing that.
Good for you,
people. And they should.
That means only
17% of them are liars.
If you say you do that, I think I'll say to you, you're wasting water. Because if you leave the water running, and you know you do, you get out to pee, flush the toilet. You're not for the environment. You want that glacier polar bear to fall in the water.
Yeah.
What if you got one of
those? Choke on straws.
Awesome low flush toilets.
I don't know what that is.
2 liters, right? 1.6 liter.
Oh yeah, 1.6 LPF. Yeah. There's one more that's really good on the list. Do you ever stick your fingers somewhere gross and then sniff them just because you want to know what it smells like?
Yes.
Oh, 74% of people admitted they do. Absolutely. Where's my belly button?
Belly button.
Yep.
That is.
Ooh, what's that? Oh, man, don't that stink? Yeah.
Besides, I can't say it. Besides certain functions that our bodies do, that might be the absolute worst smell that I can produce.
It's pretty bad. It's pretty rank.
Mine?
No, just in general, belly button. I think they're pretty similar, and they ain't none of them pleasant.
But it's like, it's one of those things where, like, you don't even notice the funk until you, like, oh, I got some lint there. God, you know, it's like when I used to have tonsils, and I'd get the little food particles in the back of my tonsils, and then I would cough up these little white squares, and I didn't know. I was scared to death. I didn't
tonsil stones?
Whatever it was, and then I smushed one, and it smelled like Peter cheese.
That's the worst smell the human body produces.
It was so bad.
It is awful. Yeah, that's the worst smell the human body produces is the tonsil stone things. That or like an abscess would be the worst.
Yeah, take a break.
Time to take a break?
Yeah.
Is there more?
Fatboy's grossed out by this, and this is Fatboy we're talking about.
He's thinking about her belly buttons.
He's disgusted right now.
I feel like this is what you do until you come to work the next day. Just
you got a problem with it?
Not bathing.
I think all you do is lay there.
Lay with the belly button.
Yeah, I mean, what do? Lay in the shower all night?
Lay in the shower?
Apparently, he spends his entire day showering. He doesn't do anything but shower.
We'll come back. We will further bully Fatboy, and we'll talk about...
He's bullying us with his judgmental
face.
Yeah,
you're the bully. You the bully.
I think like somebody's middle-aged ain't.
Thank you. All right, good morning, everybody.
The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
Rise. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 8:50. Here's a text. I assume it's from a man. Whatever. It says, if I was with a woman and I knew that she peed in the shower, I'd get out of that relationship at once. Why? I mean, sure, it might make her feet a little harder, not as soft.
You got to go back and bleach the tub, right?
He's probably into foot play. Oh, I don't know. You think it stains it like a good PJ party would?
I don't know. I don't know what it leaves behind.
Yeah. Well, watch the Kirk Cameron movie. It'll all make sense.
These are dubious times.
Yeah. Okay. This gross test is something fun. It's something that, well, it's not fun. Not for Fatboy.
Nose picking and smelling stuff that stinks and all kind of stuff. Fatboy was grossed out by it, and he doesn't apparently do any of those things.
Hey, smell my finger.
I want to get
pull it.
I want to get into more of the depths of Fatboy's cleanliness. Now, Fatboy, do you have one of those hoses in the shower? Like the removable shower head where you get the undercarriage and pressure wash down below?
Yeah.
All right. Now, using that thing, can you honestly tell me that in the process of using the shower hose, you've never had to do a single bit of waffle stomping in your life?
No.
You've never waffle stomped.
No, but
liar.
I use wipes too. Not
You've
everybody.
Never waffles. Not one time ever have you waffle stomped.
No. I usually go in the toilet. You mean you drop a log off in the shower so much you gotta saw it down?
You should see the text messages coming in about people who have had to waffle stomp. It's not something you do every day. It's not something you do often. It's not something you're proud of. But everybody at some point in their life has done some waffle stomping.
Never, even in my drunkest. Never.
I bet Matt would admit that he has at some time in his life waffle stomped at least once.
Oh, you'd probably love to.
Actually, my story about that, we should explain waffle stomping.
I don't know that we can.
It's like, you know how people refer to something as, I got to go in here and do the paperwork.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
This is when you're paperless.
This is when you have to stomp something down the shower drain.
Well, good way to say it.
That's what it means.
The only time I've ever done that was at a bathhouse. Ocean Lake.
You gotta bleach it after that, man. No.
And they used to have, I told
you. You gotta bleach ammonia or something.
They would have these cubicles of cinder blocks painted. I mean, they were nice, but the trough of water would go down the wall.
Yeah.
I messed in the stall.
Oh, Lord.
I didn't know what to do. There's the thing there. I didn't think about stomping it because I'm wearing flip-flops in there because, I'm in a bathhouse.
Everybody, man, our parents were so unreasonably afraid of athlete's foot.
I ended up with it anyway. Pink eye both.
You get it or you don't.
Well,
athlete's
foot. I didn't know what to do with that thing. And I, generally speaking, if everybody's getting ready to go out to the seafood buffets and stuff at nighttime.
Try to hit up Captain Benjamin's.
It was dinner time. Everybody's in there. So I didn't want to leave any kind of evidence. And somebody's like, hey, big man, let me get that stall. So I sent that thing down the trough like it was Moses in a little basket. Yeah. Like it was going down the Danube or whatever.
See, everybody's done something like that at some point, except Fat Boy.
And that was a long time. I was like 38.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like I've done it recently that I can recall, but it's happened in my life.
How? Why?
It just happened at some time. I don't remember the circumstances. You know, I just know it's happened.
To go to the toilet?
I don't know that I've rare. I can almost say maybe 0.001% have I ever had one sneak up on me. I mean, it's like, you know how your grandma would say, my bones are hurting, it's going to rain. That's the way my stomach is. I can just tell when we're about to get a bubbling crude going.
Yeah. See, when Ginger Ninja texted in 72341 said people still do that in the showers down there.
God. You know, oh, man. I was going to say this, and it
was. P1 Grinchy admitted to waffle stomping.
I wonder if there's a certain transportation occupation where that happens a lot.
I bet so.
If you know what I mean, yeah, I don't want to get a whole thing started on the Friendliest of Fridays line. I just imagine.
Yeah. I just can't believe the lack Truckers. Of truthfulness in Fat Boy right now. It blows my mind.
Wait, hang on a second.
Fat Boy is the guy, and take this as a compliment. Let me finish before you jump in.
You better hurry.
You are the biggest, and I don't mean fat. You're girthy, okay?
He is very girthy.
But never once, and I've been with you 28-hour clips at a time. I've been at the beach with you, all these different places, drunk, all these things. I've never once smelled any kind of funk on you.
Never.
I think you were the most clean whatever person ever in the history of Husky Mint. Thank you.
I would agree with that, but still, it's not. You can be a fairly clean person and still have done some of these things in your life.
Yeah, I've never smelled your belly button, though.
Never. I bet it stinks. They all do. There's nothing wrong with it.
You find it hard to believe that you wouldn't go to the toilet?
I feel like, yeah, you're the guy who would.
It's not that you go in the shower, but things happen.
You'd keep a bucket in your van when you were the repairman, and you would
doo-doo in the bucket. I don't ride around with a bucket of it in the back of my car, dude.
That wasn't the preferred.
That's way worse than
in case you, like, an emergency situation.
That's way worse than that. But isn't that not way worse than having a tree growing in the bed of a truck?
What about out the side of a Mazda? Look. It is hard-pressed to think of vile, crude Fat Boy not doing. He's the kind of guy I feel like
who would drive around in a van with a five-gallon bucket of waste in the back.
And drive around with it.
He would save Subway bags and just throw them out the window.
Yeah.
You need the footlong bag.
I never did that.
We're going to take a break. Jimmy?
Fat Boy, I'm proud of you. I really am.
It's gross to think of anybody doing this stuff.
Well, you're in the shower. It's fine.
It is. You're fine.
You're washing. It's fine. That's what the soap is for.
Last question. I swear to God, we'll go. I just had a flashback. You're at the beach. You have to pee. You're laying out, though. Do you go up to the community bathroom, maybe, if you're at Surfside, or do you go back to the beach house, or do you go get in the water?
In the ocean? Like, I never get in the ocean waist deep, so I guess you'd have to go to the bathroom.
You wouldn't just go I'm just out here waiting for a little while. Yeah, waiting, and then you pee, and then you go lay back out?
No, it shouldn't be cleaner if you went in it.
It would be. Them sperm whales screwing it up for everybody.
That's all I'm telling you.
Get out of there with a froth around your ankles. My God.
That's what the foam is.
Thank you. Jimmy?
Yeah.
Sup in the plex.
I have a story about a love triangle featuring a fairy princess, a leprechaun, and a troll.
New on Disney Plus.
No, Welcome to Seattle. This is a real thing.
Welcome to Seattle.
That's a real thing, man.
Okay. Smells like coffee and burning downtowns.
It does.
We'll find out about all of that.
Don't forget the legal weed. Smells like that, too.
And Nike. Right after this. Good morning, everybody.
This is WWE superstar Charlotte Flair, and I love waking up with the Rise Guys.
Golly!
93.3 The Planet. Woo!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com?
we make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.